You are listening to Sports Cap on Coast FM, and it's our great pleasure to have a chat with Colin Rowston, the South Australian president of the Athletics League. And we're very fortunate we're going to have a chance to talk to someone from the Athletics League over the coming season and have a regular chat with them. And we've obviously had the recent Port Adelaide event, and it'll be good to talk to Colin at the lead up to the Kensington Gift, which is on this Sunday. Colin, how are you tonight?
Shane and Ben, very well. How are you?
Yeah, going well, thanks. Going really well. And before we get into the Port Adelaide event and talking about the upcoming race, how did you get involved in Athletics League and racing in general?
So it started when I first started umpiring footy. I went out to the sample.
Yeah.
And my fitness coach, the field umpire's fitness coach at that stage was Frank McHugh. And Frank is a legend of athletics. He won the Bay Sheffield in 1974, and he's been coaching for many years. And he told me that it'd be good for me to get fit over the winter, over the summer, to get ready for the winter. And so I went out with him, and it became pretty much 15 years of umpiring footy during the winter and then doing pro running in the summer. I loved every minute of it, and while I didn't have a huge amount of success in athletics, I still won a few races off a decent handicap, and I had a lot more success umpiring football because I was able to carve out a decent career at Sample and AFL level. It was the pro running bug that got me, and I just loved getting myself as fit as I could be, going and visiting all the different locations around the state, and also over to Victoria as well. And got myself immersed in the organising side of things. So I got onto the committee, and recently I saw a need to come back and help out the league and put my hand up to be president. So about a year ago, I started that role, and I'm now really enjoying working with lots of great people, getting the league, to take the next steps forward and, introduce one of my sons into the running, just a few months ago, and he's loving it now. So yeah, it's a quick snap. That's out of my journey, and still a big part of my life.
Is your story a common story for the runners that have umpiring or another sport that get an invite or someone suggests that they get into the professional running? Is that a common story for a lot of the athletes?
Yeah, it is. Footy umpiring and athletics has had quite a decent link over many years, or going back quite a while. The Bay Sheffield, which is our major race, and footballers, players themselves, there's been a big link there. There's been a number of Sample league players that have won the Bay Sheffield. Darren Capel is probably the most recent one in the 1980s. Damien Hobbs, who played for Norden Sturt, came and ran with the league, and he won the Camden Classic. In fact, before he hit the AFL, Isaac Rankin came out and ran a couple of races and won a couple of sashes. So there's a few footballers that have had a lot of success over the years. There's other sports that people use running to get fit for, and the thing I liked about it when I was focusing on my footy umpiring was that it meant that I wasn't worried about football umpiring 12 months a year. It got myself fit for the footy, but it allowed me to focus on a different sport in the summer months. It's a sport which just has so many wonderful characters, and it allows you to really get fit and focus on your health, and you meet lots of great people. Obviously, you're trying to win a bit of money and get a sash along the way, but just the people you meet and the environment you're in, it's such a great scene. And so that's why I love giving back in the role that I do these days.
Colin, how has the COVID impact faced the athletes over the last 18 months to 2 years with the race events? Clearly, the athletes can still train and so forth, but what about the race events?
Yeah, so we've been fairly lucky. We've actually only had a couple of small events that were cancelled. One was at the very end of the 2019-2020 season. Our last event for that season got cancelled right when COVID was starting. And then last year, when the infamous pizza shop lockdown occurred, we were meant to be running at Mount Gambier that weekend. We had to cancel that event, which, and Mount Gambier's not a small event, that's one of our bigger meets. That was disappointing. Everything else has been able to run pretty well. The major impact on COVID, and it's something that's provided a different alternative for our major event. So we came around to the Bay of Sheffield last year. It was the 134th consecutive running of the Bay of Sheffield, and I didn't want to be the president that got known for the first time in 134 years of not being able to run a Bay of Sheffield. It's got a remarkable history, and even the Stall Gift, which has a amazing history, the Stall Gift stops for the years of the Second World War, and they couldn't run last year because of COVID. So they've had some years where it couldn't be run, but the Bay Sheffield has never not been run. So for 134 years, it was run year after year, and it came to last year. And we were faced with a dilemma in that the Bay Sheffield has always been held at Collie Reserve, except for a couple of occasions over its history, but essentially Collie Reserve is where it's been held. And because it's a public reserve where you basically get thousands of people coming along to watch the event, we couldn't. Most of our events are pretty much family and friends that come along and look at it, and a few onlookers. We don't get over the 1,000 people at our other events, so we could run a COVID-safe plan for all our other events. But when it came to the Bay Sheffield, which is a bit bigger, and it does attract over 1,000 people, the event, we need a COVID management plan. So a COVID management plan wasn't going to be possible on Collie Reserve. We needed somewhere where we could basically count the people going in and out, make sure we weren't going over the required amount of people, we could socially distance, we could do all the things that SA Health were after. So essentially last year, for the first time in its 134 years, we ran a Glenelg Oval, what they call it, the ACH Group Stadium. So that had already had a COVID management plan written for it for sample footy. So it just made sense, being Glenelg, having the plan already sort of approved by SA Health, that we went there for the event last year. Excuse me. And it was a great success. So we went along. We actually found that, you know, the athletes and spectators, saw the benefits of running Glenelg Oval. We had a surface that you couldn't get at Collie Reserve, because Collie Reserve is it's there for the community to walk across every day. At Glenelg Oval, the pitch and the surface is across the oval is absolutely superb. So it's a great running surface. The facilities there, with the change rooms and everything that's set up at Glenelg Oval was spectacular. It's more than we can do at Collie Reserve. We've got the grandstand. You've got lots of things which made the event quite different, but lots of advantages. From an organising point of view, we didn't have to bring in infrastructure to, toilets and marquees, etc. It was all there. We didn't have to take everything down after the first night, the two-day event. So at Collie Reserve, we would have to take everything down and put it up on the second day. At Glenelg Oval, we could put it all up and stay there. It was just a fantastic event. I guess Collie Reserve is loved by many people, and the history that's there over many years. People know Collie Reserve is the home of the Bay Sheffield. We have a few comments after last year's event. Gee, Glenelg actually really works. And the thought was at the time, yes, it really worked, and it was great to be there. But the Bay Sheffield belongs at Collie Reserve. The thing that made us start thinking, well, maybe we've found a new home for the Bay Sheffield, is that we actually realised financially we're a whole lot better off running at Glenelg Oval. We're able to charge people a small entry fee if we like. We don't have to spend money on setting up marquees and infrastructure that we have to do at Collier Reserve. The South Australian Tourism Commission wants specific detail that we can give at Glenelg Oval. We can't give it Collier Reserve. So we've got a choice to make, and we're not committing either way at the moment at all. We acknowledge that people love the base effort at Collier Reserve. But there'll come a time next year where we've got to sit down and seriously look at where the race belongs in the future, because there are many reasons why we should actually consider Glenelg Oval as perhaps a new home for the Bay Sheffield. But we're not in a position yet to make that decision. That's going to have to be closely looked at. The reason we're going back there this year is because COVID, we realised early on this year COVID was still going to be a major factor in organising events this year, and so we committed pretty early on that we'd go back to Glenelg Oval for this year's event, knowing that we would need somewhere like last year to get a COVID management plan approved.
Yeah. Well, that's great that you're able to pivot and find that home for the 1 year, and it sounds like there was so many pluses there for you, Colin. So well done to keep the 134 year streak going. Just on the events themselves, like the Bay Chef, we know about that being a sprint. Are all the events different distances, and different clubs, do they decide on those distances for the different events around the state?
Yeah, so there is a range of different distances and categories at every one of our meets. So the Bay Sheffield, yes, but the main races for the men and women are over 120.
Yep.
We have a few 70-metre races, a bit shorter than that on the first day of the event. And then we have had in the past up to 1,600 metres has been the longest race. This year we're actually introducing a couple of 2 mile races, the distance of the Melbourne Cup, 3,200 metres. They'll be run for the first time, and Stool, a gift, which is the big meet across the border in Victoria. At Easter time, they have races up to 3,200. And so at each of our different events, and our season goes from mid-October through to Easter time, and still is our final part of our season. Each of the different events that we have in South Australia, we've got about 15 or 16 different events at different locations. They all have a range of different distances. And yes, the clubs that are hosting them sometimes have a say in what particular races they want. So you've got the different distances. You also got different categories. So we have, for the juniors, under 14, under 18, races, for the veterans over 35, and sort of our main races for the men and women on the day. And while the Bay Sheffield and Stall Gift focus for their main races over 120 metres, for example, Cameron Classic on the first Sunday in February at Cameron Oval, their main race, the main races on that day are over 400 metres, so that's a different focus that day. So it's spiced up to make things a little bit different each time. It's just the different venues we go to. This week we are at Kensington Oval for the City of Burnside Athletes Carnival. 2 weeks later we go to Mount Gambier. Then we're back at Collier Reserve. We are going to run at Collier Reserve this year as a sort of lead-up race day. We can do that because the crowd numbers aren't as big as a normal Bay Sheffield. And our final race meeting before the Bay Sheffield is at Brighton Oval. And then we go to Glenelg Oval on the 27th and 28th of December. And then second half of the year, we've got a whole range of different events. I mentioned Cameron Classic. We go to Loxton, which is a big gift up there. We've got new events second half of the year at Norwood Oval, and we're going to Crystal Brook. And Victor Harbour's another one we go to. So it's like a travelling circus. We go around, all the runners come to wherever we're running the event. The officials set up the track. We have a race caller that describes all the action, and for most of the events, we're very, very lucky to have Tara McAuliffe, who has been the main horse racing caller for the state for the last 20 years, but also an incredible athletics broadcaster. He does an amazing job, and My opinion, he's clearly the best rope caller for athletes in Australia. And so we're very lucky for him to be involved in the event. It's a great day out for everyone concerned.
Colin, can anyone join the SA Athletic League? Do you need to have a particular club membership?
No, anyone can join. It's ideal if you want to run with a group and have a coach. You can't be self-trained. The minimum age is 11, so we won't take anyone younger than that. But from 11 upwards, we've got some runners still in their 70s that are still going around. They love getting out there and having a go. And so really, it's a sport, because of the handicapping system, it does allow those that are a little slower to get a bit of a head start, be competitive with those a bit quicker, and that's the attraction of the sport. Is that the handicaps make it, give everyone a chance. It makes it really entertaining and always a talking point. Great to watch. Just the really good runners, the bat markers, who come from behind and storm home to catch the front markers. It's a unique part of our sport that. Certainly keeps things interesting and throws up different winners. There's always, it's very unpredictable. And it's part of the unique part of what pro running is all about.
Yeah, terrific. And were there any eye-catching runs last weekend at Port Adelaide, Colin?
Yeah, so we've had three race meetings so far, and there's certainly been some eye-catching runs at all three of them. There was a young fellow in the under 18 boys, and I'm terrible with his last name. It was Michael Moscow, I think, or Moscow. An incredible talent. I think he's from St. Michael's. I could be wrong there, but he's come out sort of out of nowhere, and he won his first start at Marion, which is our first meet of this season. And then he showed up again on the weekend. He started off scratch, which meant he ran the full distance. There were 100-metre sprint races. He was giving runners, up to 12-metre head start in the final and ran them all down. And there was a guy, Javor Brisnahan, who's a pretty handy runner, who started off 4 metres. And he started 4 metres behind him, and he gave him a start, but gave him a beating in the end, and that was an almighty run. So he caught the eye. He's got a lot of potential. The winner of the men's 100 certainly caught the eye, Jacob Aston. We know he can run, and he's won some races in the past. But going on that form on the weekend, he looks to have improved, and I would expect him to be a big contender when it comes down to the Bay Sheffield. The women similarly put out some great performances. Melita Saluka was impressive in her win. In the under 18 girls, and we've had a whole range of different athletes show up in our first three meets that have indicated by their performances that they're putting in really good winters. So this weekend at Kensington Oval on Sunday, it's a big program, goes from 12 to just up to 6. Beautiful surface there, it's absolutely magnificent setting. We've got 120 metre races, which the same distance as the Bay Sheffield, and they'll be a really good guide to how the Bay Sheffield is going to play out. So if you're in the area looking for something to do, come along to Kensington and Oval and enjoy a great afternoon of athletics.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Colin, thanks so much for coming on and giving us some insight into the running. And, it sounds like you're in for a big season. And, the Bay Chef at the Bay Oval again. Well done and to be able to put that on. And, it sounds like it's going from strength to strength. So hope you have a good season. And thanks so much for having people come on to talk about the Athletics League over the coming weeks.
No, I appreciate the support. It's great to have the Coast FM come on board to really work with our league to promote athletics, to talk to some of the characters in our sport. You'll meet some pretty interesting people over the next few weeks, and they'll give you a real good insight into what our sport's about. It's an exciting time of year for our sport. People really focus on the Bay Sheffield, but all the meets along the way provide great highlights, and we're really looking forward to what's coming up in the next few weeks.
Excellent. Good on you, Colin. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Cheers, guys.